then reference a champagne thing, but I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. Blut, blue ribbon. How's that?
Blut ribbon.
Blut. You know, like a champagne.
Yeah, yeah, no, I get it.
Okay, it's not working for me today.
No. Oh, well.
You're going to have to pull me out. Have we faded in yet?
I think we have.
Hello. Okay, awesome.
Hello, dear listeners.
Hey, everyone. I'm Kaki.
I'm Kay.
You're listening to The Joy of Trek.
And this is another story reading we have for you today.
Anslem edition.
Dun, dun, dun.
What are we reading this week?
This week is a story called Wearing Your Colors by Apollesen. We still don't know how to pronounce his name. Do apologies. It's Apollesen and Apollesen. Apollesen is...
Published in 2019. Let me see. And it... I'm looking if there's any episodes that it's linked to, but post-canon, Pride Month fic. Yes, excellent. Mention of characters being dead but way in the past. Okay. There's a lot of excellent like tags and like content warnings on Archive of Our Own.
Yes.
So that people can sort of filter, you know, their sensitivities and know what they're getting into, which is very, very good.
The summary of the story is many years after the Castellan ship of Elim Garak, a young man finds the courage to wear a pin of his hero in an unusual colour scheme.
What is a Castellan?
I have no idea.
I recognise the word, like, Castella in there, which I think is related to Castile, which is castle.
Yeah. I mean, Castellan is also, yeah.
I want to think
also,
of
isn't that
like
a region of Spain? Castile is that?
Yeah. As in the Castilian accent, the Castellano accent spoken in Spain. I don't know, but I think, because you have the technology. Can't you just like literally push on a word and summon its meaning on your clever iPad?
Ooh, I don't know. A Castellan ship is not. No, there are not many matches for.
No, but what we need is...
Okay. A Castellan is a governor or warden of a castle or fort, so...
Oh, okay. There we go.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah, that makes sense.
I was thinking something like a major domo.
Right.
Which I also don't completely know what it is, except that Zazu is one in The Lion King, but that sort of tells me a lot.
Major domo is really the master of the house.
Oh.
That's what it means. It's basically
the
guy who runs the household.
Of the domus, yes.
Right,
wow.
Yes.
Huh. Thank you. And let me see. Apollesen, I'm just going to make an assumption here. Apologies again. Says, this fic was written as a celebration of Pride Month.
Yeah.
Trigger warnings for those sensitive. Homophobic parents, mention of legal homophobia, mention of major characters being dead, but with no details given, and the deaths are implied to be quite some time in the past. Very sensitive. Thank you to the author for these, as always. Shall we warp off into the story? It's a real highlight being able to push the buttons, right?
It does. Elon Misat was almost through the front door when his mother spoke.
Where are ye off to?
He jumped at her voice. Then, pulling himself together, he looked over his shoulder. Mother had made it halfway into the hallway without him hearing.
To the gelata, Anton said. I'm seeing Zeral.
As soon as he spoke, he heard his father rising. By the end of the sentence, he was in the hallway too.
I thought you said Zeral wasn't a hike with that organization of hers, father said. The Cardassian guides?
She's back, Elon said quickly, reminding himself that he needed to stop telling his parents these things. It might fill the silence, but it clearly undermined his lies. I'll be back for home for dinner. Bye.
He had almost turned back to unlock the door when his father said,
Wait a second.
Reluctantly, Elon let his hand fall from the door panel. Even if his father had said nothing more, he knew that he had been caught. He turned to face him. Yeah?
What's that? Father asked, pointing at his jacket. That pin thing?
Mother looked at the enamel pin on Elon's jacket, then at her husband.
It's Castellan Garak, she said.
Yeah, I see that, father said, but why does it look like that? He waved his hand at it. Colours?
I mean, colours alone seems to be a bit of an offence on Cardassia.
Yeah, now I think on it. Yeah, they're a very... Oh, no, maybe they're like bees. You know, maybe they can see into ultraviolet like you can, and they're actually soups colourful.
Oh, right.
Except
yeah.
We just can't see those.
They put Quark's outfits to shame, but it's all in frequency range that humans can't see.
But maybe they can also see our human frequency ranges, but they're just kind of gauche. Right?
Right.
Anything below...
ultraviolet.
Yeah, exactly. It's like pastels. Like, no.
Oh, that's so 80s.
Yeah, exactly. So this is beige. This is earth tones. Fine.
Earth tones. Hey.
had hoped it would not come to this. He had thought he'd get out of the apartment without them noticing. It would be easier to explain it, if he had built up the courage by wearing it in public a few times. Why had he not thought of keeping the pin in his pocket and then putting it on when he had left the house? But no, this was important. He took a deep breath. He would stand his ground. It's a rainbow. It's Federation symbolism. Earth, I think.
His father frowned. What does it mean?
Elon pushed aside the urge to mumble or lie. It's a philandrist thing.
His parents' eyes grew, and father's mouth widened in an odd grimace that would have been funny if it had been any other time.
You can't go out wearing that.
I'm looking at this word, philandrist.
Yes.
I think it's like loving men. I see andros in there and philos being uh-huh. love. So it's about, yeah, I think that's what it is.
Philandry, loving another, from ancient Greek, philia, I love, men, equivalent to philandry, compare philandry, yes.
Yeah,
love,
but what is
love,
that?
A love or fondness of men.
Of, yeah, okay, so a dude fancier.
Yes.
Which Elon is proudly wearing. Elon crossed his arms. Why not, he said. It's a free society.
That is slander, young man.
His caution and fear was gone now. Instead, he felt angry. How is it slander? Slander is spoken, you know. Besides, it's not like I'm saying anything bad about him.
You're saying Elon Garak was a philandrist?
It's not illegal anymore.
It damn well should be. At least making those kinds of maligning pins. One of the greatest statesmen of post-fire Kardashian.
Oh, wake up, Dad. He was totally a philandrist.
How do you know that? Mother snapped.
I've been reading about him.
That book you've been going on about, Father said. It's not an authorized biography.
Ooh, I wonder if that's a stitch in time.
Ooh, it could well be.
And that's why it can tell the truth, Elon said. Because some state historians won't dare to include that kind of thing because people like you who think being a philandrist is a bad thing.
Fine, Father exclaimed in a tone that made it clear that it wasn't. Where's your proof?
He lived together with another man the last half of his life.
That was his personal physician, Mother said.
And they were roommates.
He was an important man after what happened to the Castellan Gemor. It was a necessary precaution.
Elon let the mention of his famous namesake pass. He was pretty sure Elon Gemor was a philandrist too. Damn, their entire democracy seemed to be founded by them. Not a bad feat for a bunch of deviants.
Wasn't just that, Mum. They lived out their lives together. They were buried next to each other.
Yes. Oh, like Khnumhotep and...
Very good roommates.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, there was this thing about these two, like, ancient Egyptians, and they were buried in a ceremonial tomb, two men. One of them was, like, the royal manicurist, the other was a scribe, who both had, like, their own families and children.
Right.
But they were not buried with them. They were buried together with the inscription, like, as together in death as they were in life. And they are widely considered to be history's first recorded roommates.
And where is your proof that they...
Father made a grimace at the thought. Did those kinds of things to one another?
Are you saying that just because we don't have pictures of them f***ing, they can't have been a couple? Elon asked. The look of shock on his parents' faces did not slow him down. Why is it so hard for you to even entertain this possibility that you love men? The old laws against it are gone. It's not a bad thing to fall in love with someone of the same gender. So why can't you and people like you not just accept that? The Federation is fine with it. They even let people marry whomever they want.
Hell yeah.
We're not the Federation!
We could be, Elon bid back. We should be, even.
Okay. Father made a sound not unlike a hound trying to get rid of a furball, but it is a Cardassian hound, so it's, I think it goes a little bit like this. We good?
Yeah, we're good.
Hey, what do you think the odds are that the chief thought that was definitely not suitable for the podcast and replaced it with the sound of his own choosing?
I wonder what the audio filters are going to do to it.
No, Cocky, not only did I keep it, I bumped the noise of it up because I want everyone to enjoy that beautiful, terrible noise that you made. You made this bed, now you have to lay in it.
I don't know where you've gotten those dangerous ideas from, Elon, but I'm going to talk to your teachers, and you are grounded.
Too bad, Aelon said, and pressed the door panel. See you later. Yes, Aelon.
Giving his jacket a final tug, he stepped outside. He descended the stairs three steps at a time, ignoring his parents shouting after him. Well, out of the house, he ran for two blocks to make sure they would not catch up. It was just a precaution. However angry they were, they would not continue the fight in public. They would pick up where they had left off once he got home, but right now, that felt far away. He had a date, and for the first time, he had dare to wear his colours out in public.
Hell yes, Aelon. Aelon rubbed the enamel pin with his sleeve to give it some extra shine. The colours of the rainbow that tinted the face of Elim Garrick sparkled in the sun. You know what? Mm-hmm. I know the exact picture that they used to make this enamel pin of Elim Garrick, and it's one that you know as well, where he's doing a big smile, sort of facing sideways, yeah, and doing jazz hands.
I'm down with that headcanon.
Right, that's absolutely it. Sparkling in the sun. However much he had read about the man, Aelon did not know how he would feel about being an icon. I think Garrick would like it.
Secretly, he would protest, of course, but...
yeah. He would either have found it hilarious or vulgar. Whichever it was, he had become a posthumous symbol that meant something to those like him. Times were changing, and people like Aelon's parents should not get to decide what was acceptable or not anymore. It would not be a revolution, but a slow grind where minds were gradually changed. Perhaps his hero would see the beauty of that, changing Cardassian society, both in his lifetime and after it.
Come on, Castellan, Aelon said. Let's go make you proud.
Oh my god, what a line!
I love that story.
Oh, that's fantastic!
Thank you so much for that, Apollison.
Yeah, thank you so much. This was Wearing Your Colours, originally published in 2019. Oh, I love this so much. Happy Pride, everyone.
Yes, thank you. And, let me see. I completely lost track of where I was going with that.
That's okay, that's
okay. Sorry.
You can join us again next week. Pride Month continues. We'll be recording a new episode of Star Trek. And after that, a new story.
Yes, it will be by the Lady General, and it's titled A Life When It Gives You Lemons.
When another workplace accident on the Cerritos, oh God, where else, leaves the hydroponics bay and Kayshon's garden in shambles, it's ransom to the rescue. Oh. Ooh. So Kayshon is the Tamarian who, you know, speaks like Darmok.
Oh, right,
right?
Yes.
Was about the Tamarian language. Yeah. So I'm expecting a lot of fun aphorisms there.
Oh, excellent. So, yes, please join us next week for a regular episode of The Joy of Trek.
Yeah.
And with that said...
The hell is this?
I'm leaving Starfleet.
Energize! I was trying to do a pride thing.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's episode with your friends Kay and Kaki, production and editing by your chief engineer Greg, and music by Fox Amore. Join us next week for Ceasefire Enterprise 215, followed by Life When It Gives You Lemons, the fan fiction reading. Visit drivetrek.com/links to send us your recommendations, support us on Patreon, or to find us on Blue Sky. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you for listening to The Joy of Trek, and we'll see you out there!